You're listening to SBS News.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned that large-scale redundancies were inevitable as the impact of the coronavirus pandemic was felt across British businesses.
Let's be in no doubt. Of course, I'm afraid, tragically, there will be many, many job losses. And that is just inevitable because of the effect of this virus on the economy and because of the shutdown that has taken place. And all I can say is that in dealing with that fallout from coronavirus, we will be as activist and as interventionist as we have been throughout the lockdown.
One of the world's most common and least expensive drugs is being tested as a possible treatment for COVID-19. Early in the pandemic, some doctors were worried that ibuprofen and similar anti-inflammatories could worsen symptoms, but the World Health Organization has since said there's no evidence of that. Professor Meetal Mehta from King's College London is one of the scientists running the UK's clinical trial.
We have a lot of data already stretching back decades now, suggesting that ibuprofen and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatories might actually reduce the inflammation in the lungs. This particular formulation we have has been tried in animal models, and they increase the survival rate very much so. So we think the benefits are reduced respiratory distress, you know, bringing those symptoms down to hopefully manageable levels, and therefore reducing the need for people to go into intensive care. You know, that's the hope.
Meanwhile, the WHO has announced it's resuming trials of the controversial anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19. It suspended tests last month amid fears it could cause potentially fatal heart problems. But the WHO says a rapid review of deaths shows the study can continue. However, results published this week by the New England Journal of Medicine show that hydroxychloroquine was no better than placebo pills at preventing illness from the coronavirus. Dr. David Boulware, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Minnesota, was the study leader.
The trial, basically half the people got hydroxychloroquine and half did not. And the overall rate of new COVID infection was very similar. So in the hydroxychloroquine group, it was 12%. And in the placebo group, it was 14%. So overall, our clinical trials show that hydroxychloroquine does not prevent COVID-19 after someone has been exposed to someone with coronavirus.
Scientists in Hong Kong have been studying just how big a part so-called super spreaders play in passing on the coronavirus. Without any precautions, the average person with the virus would pass it on to two or three others. But epidemiologists at Hong Kong University have found that one person apparently spread it to 73 others by visiting several bars in March. More than half of local cases in the territory were linked to just six events. Professor Benjamin Cowling is one of the study's authors.
In order to have transmission, you need a person who's relatively more contagious and also the opportunity for them to pass on infection to lots of other people. We found of all of the cases, 70% of them didn't spread to anyone else.
Sweden's state epidemiologist has defended his country's controversial COVID-19 strategy, which avoided a lockdown but resulted in one of the highest per capita death tolls in the world. Authorities advised people to practice social distancing, but schools, bars and restaurants were kept open and only gatherings of more than 50 people were banned. The strategy saw Sweden have more than 4,500 deaths in a country with a population of 10.2 million. In a radio interview, Anders Tegnell said Sweden's high death toll had prompted him to reconsider his approach to the pandemic. But in a follow-up TV interview, he denied his comments on radio were an admission of failure.
There are always aspects where we could have handled this situation even better than we do today. Now when we learn more and more things, it does not mean that this basic strategy in Sweden has changed in any way. We are still very happy with the basic strategy. It works well. We have a low level of spreading in society. We have an unfortunate very high death toll, but we are working on that and we see that is diminishing rather quickly.
Britain's Prince Charles has told the World Economic Forum that the global coronavirus pandemic is a unique opportunity for the planet to reset itself on a more sustainable footing. The Prince was addressing a virtual WEF meeting called The Great Reset via video link.
And as we move from rescue to recovery, therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path. It is an opportunity we have never had before, and may never have again. So we must use all the levers we have at our disposal, knowing that each and every one of us has a vital role to play. Everything I've tried to do and urge over the past 50 years has been done with our children and grandchildren in mind. So I can only encourage us all to think big and act now.
Like many European countries, the Netherlands is continuing to ease its lockdown restrictions. But one restaurant in the southern city of Maastricht is making extra sure of staying safe. It's using robots to deliver food and drink to its customers, not all of whom are entirely convinced.
I don't know, it's weird, really weird. Like in a movie, like Matrix, kind of a weird situation.
I like it that we're able to go to restaurants now, but I think that getting food from a robot seems a bit strange. I prefer humans.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.